Hi everyone, this is Maura Sweeney with a special series within my Living Happy Inside Out podcast. It will be 26 episodes in length, and I'm calling it the ABCs of Now. The ABCs of Now. What I'm going to do in this series is introduce you, oddly enough, from back to front, from end to beginning, with a review of the English alphabet. Every episode is going to take up a letter with a corresponding word to give you a new concept to ponder, reflect, and chew upon. You'll find every letter, every word that corresponds with the letter, to be timely and also for you. I'm doing this right now and calling it the ABCs of Now because, as you know, the world is changing, and it's changing very rapidly. In the next few weeks and months, it will change yet again. Not just here in the United States, where I'm reporting from, but it is changing rapidly throughout the globe. It's for that reason that these are timely. It's for that reason that I am going to be addressing not so much the issues that are taking place outwardly, but I'm going to be addressing your soul. Maybe you could call it even your spirit, the very part of you that has been dormant, that's been lying asleep, that probably has been ignored, covered over, because the rest of you has been too busy watching, worrying, and maybe worse, maybe getting very angry about things you see on the outside of life. I'm going to be addressing things on the inside instead of your life. I'll assure you that every single one of these words will be good words. They'll be encouraging. They will cause you to think, to ponder anew, to see a new perspective, to have a greater sense of anticipation. Beyond that, I want you to know they will help bring you from victim to beneficiary, from worry to wonder, and I mean wonder as in wonderful, and from weakness to strength. If you've ever felt small, insignificant, like someone who was rattling around and being tossed to and fro, this series will help you find your center, your place of rest and peace, and will enable you to stand tall, because not only will you need it as the world is going in its own sense of a tornado, but you will need it because the world that's coming needs you and needs you to stand up as the one who's the beneficiary, as the one who is the person of wonder, and as the individual who is an individual of strength, peace, wisdom, goodness. Are you ready for the first letter? You may laugh because the first letter is not A, as you might suppose. The first letter is beginning with Z. We're actually going backwards. We're going from the end and we'll be working ourselves to the beginning. And if you think this is strange, don't, because just as I entitled this series, The ABCs of Now, and we're going backward, I encourage you to look again at the title of this series and see if you can't find something in your perception, if you look backwards, that says, ooh, this is taking me on a good track. So here's episode one and the first letter of the ABCs in reverse. Letter Z and the word Zoom. Z-O-O-M. This is the first word that came to mind. Now, Zoom. Zoom doesn't even sound like it's really a word or really like a real word. And oddly enough, it's a word that has everything to do with energy, everything to do with speed. If you were to look it up in the dictionary, you'd find that as a verb, Zoom has to do especially with either a car or an aircraft. And it's to move or travel very quickly. Do you get the meaning here? And number two, a very interesting definition for the word Zoom has to do with a camera. And you might even think about it with your own cameras or with your own iPhones. It's to change something smoothly from a long shot to a close-up or vice versa. Have you ever zoomed in on something or zoomed out of something? I want you to be thinking of the word zoom, because maybe you've been only paying attention or zooming into something very small, and your eyesight and your perception needs to zoom way out and to see things in a bigger picture, to see things in light of the big picture, of the grand design. Keep that in mind. And thirdly, zoom with an exclamation point. I really loved. It means it's used to express sudden movement. Sudden movement. When I think about Zoom, what comes to mind are the old Batman comics or other action comics, where you see a lot of activity going on with these personalities and you see words like bang, zoom. These are things that happen or change unexpectedly in a moment. Zoom. Zoom is a very exciting word. And even though we're starting at the end with the Z, I want you to know we are all going to be zooming to a new place and a new time and a new space where the world will be different, and so will you. Now, here's the picture I want to give you about the word zoom. I want you to think about a roller coaster ride. When you think about roller coasters at the boardwalk or at an amusement park, you usually think they're designed for a specific reason, aren't they? People actually pay money to go on these roller coaster rides, and they pay for the action. They pay for the energy. They pay for the speed. They pay for the experience of going on this perilous, sometimes creaky, sometimes often jerky track. The track somehow is already pre-designed, prefabricated, with a beginning, a journey, and an end in mind. But here's the picture I want you to think about. If you've never been on one, or even if you have, when you're going in that upward motion and you're on the tracks and you're going up, 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 you can no longer see what's beneath you. You can't see the ground. You're looking at the sky and you're thinking to yourself, oh my gosh, how much higher are we going? How much higher are we going? How much higher are we going? And what happens is that you're met in these moments with trepidation, with uncertainty, and it's building a tremendous sense of strength, stress within you. It reaches finally a crescendo. The point all of a sudden at the top where it's almost tipping over. And this is where usually people start screaming. It's like, ah, just before it heads into a fast and furious free fall. I want you to think about this. People are there, their hair's going back, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I want you to imagine yourself, you're on the ride. You're atop these prearranged tracks. You are strapped in. And on the one hand, part of you is saying, oh my gosh, I want to get out. I want to get off this thing. But it's too late. You've already paid and you're strapped in for the ride. And yet at the same time you're riding that track, you're fearful that with all the movement, all the herky jerkiness, the up and the down, you're afraid that the very thing that ties you down will give way and literally cause you to fall out, to fly out, to spin out of control, to spiral out of control. And yet somehow you don't. Why? Because that roller coaster ride has already been designed from beginning to end. They strap you in at the beginning. They take you for a ride of a lifetime. And yet here it is. You may go through fun, excitement, surprise, at some point, even some dread and fear. But remember, it's an amusement ride whose outcome is already prearranged for you. At the end, you land back on the ground. You're in a flat surface. And oftentimes, if you want to imagine it this way, after all of that shock and you are on flat ground again, you may be arriving in a pool of fresh spring water that says, welcome, Wasn't that fun? And you look back and you think, wow, that was a ride of a lifetime. And so it is. And so it shall be. It's your ride. It's a global ride. I'm telling you, be ready for the glide. Be ready for the ride. Be ready for the action that comes ahead. But always remember, the ride will come to an end, and you're going to be laughing and smiling when you finish the ride. That's your first word in the ABCs for now, Zoom. And know that it's your first word, but it's where you're going to end up. Until the next time, I want you to be thinking about the word Zoom. I want you to think about the word, or the letter, excuse me, Z. And I want you to feel exhilarated. I want you to feel like you're anticipating. And especially, I want you to be sharing this series with other people who are also going to grow, expand, stand up, and find their strength as they go through the ABCs for now. Until the next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.